From the Auto Glass America studios, it's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Geo.
Jerrica John Sinning likes to pop his peas and is pissing people off.
Oh, is that what's going on?
Apparently so. You pea popper. In studio tonight, none of us popping the peas. Geo, Jerrica, who's taking your calls at 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. And a man with no P in his name, Tupac. That'd be me. They call me a cat named Mo. My government name is Maurice Trevon. Either way, I'll be here with you in the entire show. That show, little thing we like to call the BD. Watch, I can do it again, Jerrica.
Gross. Yeah, but see, you sound like a snake. You might not be popping peas, but nobody wants to hear that.
I just do it at the end of the song. Calm down. Calm down there over there. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody.
Welcome, welcome.
Not you. You're part of
what?
The
I'm saying welcome
G-O-Y,
to the listeners.
G-O-Y. I must always ask myself that question.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I know. I know. You're just here so you don't get fined.
Pretty much, yeah.
Anyway.
I'm just here so I'm not a complete dirtbag parent.
Oh, man, don't make me feel. You gonna talk about it?
No. It's. Listen, I made the choice that I made.
Want a donut?
No.
Yeah. By the way, thanks for leaving over the mini donuts, Drew and crew.
Yes.
I know JoJo gave them, brought them in, only to have her vagina called into question.
I don't know that I've ever had a mini donut factory.
Are you nuts, ooh, man? There's one with bacon sprinkled on top of it.
Get Patrick, up on that bacon.
You think Patrick making them donuts for not to taste?
I've heard, you know, nothing but good things.
Absolutely.
I just never, you know, I've never been able to partake.
Great things. Well, now you can. There's plenty there. We might even have a little bit left to leave over for the Johnny B Show.
I don't know about that.
I'm making no promises either, Gio.
I'll be taking them home to the kids.
I think you should.
I'll call those my redemption donuts.
You don't see a box over there for mine already?
Oh, look at you.
Oh, you better believe it.
Oh, so you already scavenged.
Preemptive, my friend. That's what they call me. Mo Preemptive Cat or something like that.
Already scavenged.
I just want one more bacon and you can have the entire box.
No, that's okay.
Oh, one more bacon. Give her. I took none of the bacon. I love the bacon ones, but
so good.
I'm in a house full of vegetarians. Crispy. They ain't trying to live that bacon donut life.
That's unfortunate.
It is. You telling me? I'm the one that has to deal with it.
You got a grill at the house?
Yes, absolutely.
For what?
For me. Melanie will eat fish, and she will allow me to grill her veggie burgers.
Well, then she's not
a thrill.
She's not a true vegetarian.
Yes. No. They call it pescatarian.
Yeah.
Yeah,
pescatarian. If you're eating, why are you not eating meat if you're eating fish?
I don't know, but I will tell you this. For 12, 15 years, she did not eat meat as well. She only recently, within the year, started to eat fish because she moved to Florida. And she's like, well, if I'm in Florida and it's a wise decision, I might as well start liking fish.
So. I'm in Florida. I don't like fish.
What do you mean you don't like fish? It's the best.
I just said I don't like fish.
I don't get you, man.
I don't eat fish.
I don't get
you. I don't
you.
Eat seafood.
What?
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm not just making this up. Of course, really.
Wow. Okay. Always or some reason?
No, never.
Just not
why?
Your thing?
Not my thing.
But why?
I don't like it. It's gross.
Man,
disgusting.
I mean, I didn't know if you had a bad experience and that changed your mind.
Well, you think a grouper molested him? He got wine steamed by a catfish?
I don't know. It probably does. It probably has some roots somewhere.
Oh,
you
knew
know it.
It
does. Listen.
My evil stepfather was big into seafood.
See,
there you go.
And I think that's why I just despise and hate any mention of seafood.
I've known you for a long time now.
That's unfortunate.
And I thank you for putting that there. And I have come to determine that very little about you doesn't trace back to stepdad and the years you spent with him.
I hate that, though.
Listen, it's...
I got a lot of pent-up anger, man.
I don't know. We have similar backgrounds in that, and I just kind of went the opposite way, but maybe I do harbor some kind of characteristic traits that harken back to my stepdad being an a-hole and an abuser.
Yeah. Like, I try not to... I try to go out of my way to not be like him.
Yeah, that,
you know what I mean?
As do
you
I.
Get that feeling a lot?
As do
right.
I.
Right. Like, no matter what I'm going to do as a parent or whatever, it's... Not going to be, it's going to be the complete opposite of that guy.
Let me tell you something. You are fortunate, my friend, and sorry to go a little bit of Cosby on you over there. I had two. I had an a-hole, and I really want to use the real word, the entire word, because it's fitting, but I don't want to get, not that I'd get in trouble, but I had an a-hole real dad who I never met. Because
oh, really? I didn't know.
You know. You've made fun of it many a time.
That's not true.
Who left my mom prior to my birth because she wouldn't abort me and went all the way to California. Good on you. And so I had that legacy. And then my mom ended up marrying an abusive stepdad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got a real a-hole dad and a fake a-hole dad.
Well, apparently my son has a real a-hole dad, too.
No, he doesn't.
Listen, why didn't you go to the game?
Because I work.
I understand that. Go to the game.
Nah, I had to be here. I felt like I needed to be here. I feel like it's my responsibility to be here.
You don't think Mike Calter would have taken the day off to go to his son's game? You don't think Drew Garabo would have
taken
it off?
You know, I don't know if you've looked around as of late, but you nor I are quite in the position of a Mike Calter or even a Drew Garabo to just, you know.
But this is what I would
throw
say.
Throw caution to the wind.
And this is what I would say to you. It's all about perception, Gio.
That's true.
We can act like we're Mike Calter and Drew Garabo until John Brennan says, hey, quit acting like you're Mike Calter and Drew Garabo because you're not.
Right.
Do first and apologize later. That's been my credo.
Don't they say fake it till you make it? See?
Who says that?
Yeah, who says that?
I've never.
That
people
sounds
say it.
Stupid.
Yeah, whatever.
That doesn't work. Fake it.
Fake what? How would him? How
is that
would,
what you, is
you
that
just
what
said?
You
just said act like Mike Calter. That's faking it. You're
is
not
that
Mike
what you're
Calter.
Doing over there every night?
Whatever.
Well, that certainly explains a lot, Jerrica. If that's what you're living by, that little adage, fake it till you make it. You know, we like to think we've already made it. We've been in this business quite some time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not that you could tell by this show.
No. I probably shouldn't have come in tonight.
Half of the night last night and pretty much all morning today, I kept imploring you, go to your son's game.
What happened is my son had a baseball game that was happening tonight, and his mother, who is a teacher, she had some like teacher conferences that had to go on.
They have those.
So she was also she was unable to be at the game. So basically, my son had to go to his baseball game without mom there and without dad there.
You.
So I was on the fence last night. I was telling Mo, I was like, listen, man. You know, I want to be here for the show, but, you know, my kid's going to, he's got his baseball game tomorrow night. And he had said to me earlier, I said, hey, man, you know, I hear you're going to be pitching tomorrow night. You're going to be all right. And he goes, no, I'm probably going to do a bad job. I go, why is that? Because usually he's pretty confident, you know?
Right.
He's like, oh, yeah, we got this. He goes, no, I'm probably going to do a bad job. Why is that? He's like, well, anytime you're not there, I don't really do as well. I said, what do you mean? He's like, yeah. He's like, he goes, I don't know. I always just look over before I throw a pitch to make sure you're there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Your cat's in cradling this kid.
I know,
your
dude.
Your cat's in the cradling
this
kid.
I know, man. But I'm here. I'm here, Tampa Bay.
They don't care. They don't care if I'm here.
That's the problem.
You're not making him feel better right now.
No, no. Listen, Mo told me many times, like, "Hey, dude," he's like, "Do your thing, man. I'll hold it down here. Don't even sweat it."
Yeah. Understand this. This show, pretty much in the same incarnation as far as people in here talking about pretty much the same subjects, we'll be here tomorrow.
Right.
You know what's not going to be here tomorrow? That opportunity to watch his boy pitch.
You son of a bitch, you.
I'm trying to help you out,
you're
man.
You're rubbing it in,
I'm
man.
I'm rubbing it in. I would never do that with kids.
Here I was thinking I made the right choice.
You didn't. I told you that last night. I'm not going to change all of a sudden.
My grandmother's there. I mean, my mother, rather, his grandmother, is there watching and... He'll
well, see,
fine.
Yeah, she can maybe videotape it, and then later you guys can sit down and talk
like
about it.
Like someone that has no kids. It's not the same thing.
I know it's not the same
Here's
thing.
Here's the thing, Jerrica. There's an extra layer to this debacle that's going down.
Okay.
All right.
So, Mom has got the parent-teacher conference night.
Right.
Couldn't move it. So she's locked down with that. Dad, radio show.
Right.
Locked down there. So, the grandmother is going to step in. She's like, listen, I'll take him to the game, no problem. Kind of find out that my daughter, who plays soccer, she has her very first soccer practice tonight as well. Which is, it's okay because they're both on the same, they're in the same recreation complex.
Okay.
Except my son's playing baseball over here and my daughter's playing soccer over here.
So conceivably, you could have saw them both.
Well, the practice is not a big deal. They're just out there running drills and stuff. It's not that big of a deal. But the problem is, you know, my mother, their grandmother, she can only be in one place. She can't be in two places at once.
Right.
Baseball game started at 6:30. Soccer practice started at 6. So they dropped my son off. So basically for the first 30 minutes, he's going solo.
Oh, man.
Because my daughter, she's younger, so you can't leave her alone, even though it's just a practice.
Right.
Because you leave her alone, she freaks out. And so it's my son's over there playing baseball, I'm sure. And the thing was, Jerrica, you'll give me that look.
No, I'm not giving you any look.
The thing
I'm
was,
listening
so
to you.
The way the batting order works, usually the coach will flip the batting order. So if you were at the bottom of the order one game, the next game you'll be at the top of the order.
Right.
Well, he was at the bottom order on Sunday, Saturday. So he's probably at the top of the order. He's up to bat. Nobody's there to watch him.
I told you, go early, leave late.
No, I know.
I mean, go, and you could get here late. And you'd have been fine.
Yeah, but I would have got here really late because the game went until like 8:30.
But this is the thing. He's a pitcher. A pitcher. He's not a disposable position like third base or right field. He's a pitcher. This man is integral to the game.
Yeah.
Maybe this will help make him more independent. He'll learn at a young age.
No, that's not
sometimes you just got to still
sometimes
kick ass.
Sometimes you got to ignore your kids.
Even when you don't visually see support.
Listen, Jerrica, I feel like a piece of crap.
No, don't.
You know what I mean?
No, he should.
I feel like complete total garbage.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But, there you go.
But at the same time, I'm responsible, and I felt that I should be here for the show.
Well, this might be a bad time to tell you, but I won't be here Thursday because I have an author's book awards gala, and I might win an award for my book. And 31st, I'm judging a Halloween costume over at O'Brien's Carrollwood.
Boy, I gotta tell you. Well, I'm glad you're gonna, dip out to. You know, make a couple hundred bucks.
Listen,
I ain't mad at you, man. We all got our reasons, our priorities.
I gotta feed the boys. I gotta feed them boys.
Listen, I am not mad at you whatsoever.
You know how much vegetables cost? They're expensive.
Yeah, man.
Processed food is cheap.
I didn't anticipate feeling as bad as I do right now when I got here. I was like, you know what? He'll be fine. He's a tough kid. He'll be fine. He's got a lot of games. He's played many games. He's got many more this season.
Is this the first game of the season?
This is the second.
Second.
And it's just fall ball, too. It's not even like spring. Spring's where it's like the real stuff.
That's all real to a kid, man. They don't. You have the adult mentality to be able to differentiate between the games. But to a kid, every game is an important game.
I know.
Yeah.
But I'm dedicated to this show.
You don't need to be.
Well, I'm not dedicated to the show.
I appreciate it.
I'm dedicated to my job.
I appreciate it. It's our show. We share it. We'll go to the top together, the middle, or the bottom.
Oh, we're going down.
But I would love for you to have priorities and do stuff with your son.
I'm still going to come in and attempt to entertain and make jokey jokes.
All right. There you go. Good man, Charlie Brown. Tracy, did you want to say something to young Gio?
I did. I want to tell him not to worry so much, that there's going to be other parents that are, like, so incredibly over-dedicated that they're going to kind of sort of take him under their wing and, like, kind of, like, overcompensate and involve them so he can, like, actually have a life. And my son's 22.
Oh, wait a minute, Tracy. So, Tracy, you're saying somebody else is going to raise his kid? Because that's what it sounded like you said to me.
Yeah, at the baseball field they will.
Wow.
Listen, I'm very...
And they can show up when they can.
I rarely miss the games. I'm very involved in my son's life and, even in sports. Like, he's used to me being there.
Talking about at the game, though.
Right. Yeah. Tracy, thanks for... I don't know if that was help, but thank you for the call.
This is just the first game of the season.
All right. We appreciate
it.
Or
the
you,
second. The first second. One I missed.
Oh, you missed the first one?
No. This is the first game of the season I've missed.
Okay. Tracy, thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah, but plus, when the show was a little bit different, when Johnny was on the show, it was kind of easier to dip out and go unnoticed.
Yeah, right.
Now
it's a
little bit more difficult. Not that you couldn't have handled it on your own.
Right.
But it's a little more difficult to just, dip out.
It's more noticeable, absolutely. Anthony, go ahead. What did you want to say to Gio?
Hold on, Anthony.
My boy was just
like me. Stop, man. Stop. You son of a bitch.
Silver Spoon.
Killing me, man.
Man in the Moon. That's who's raising your kid right now. He's looking up to the sky going, thanks for watching, Dad.
Ball four.
All right, Anthony, go ahead.
So, Gio, first of all, I was the last caller last night, and it wasn't first. I really meant it. And I think you should go right now. Make it super epic for your son. Leave the studio right now.
It's too late now.
Yeah,
it's too late now.
Try to leave the station as much as I would love to.
Yeah, now you can't leave. All right, thanks, Anthony.
No, I'd be like, I'm out.
if I were to leave now, the game would be damn near over.
And also, now it would be noticeable that, Gio was there and now he's not, and then he's coming back. Now you can't do it now. Now you're stuck. It's okay, kid. You'll be all right.
Why didn't you just watch the game and then come to work?
I said that.
Well, because the game was 8:30. I live 40 minutes away. So do the math.
Okay.
Yeah, Jerrica.
I was just trying to
I would roll up
I'm
here
sorry.
About 9:30 for like the last break, maybe break and a half.
Okay. Yeah. Just bring him the donuts. He'll be all right.
I'm not driving 40 minutes for it.
Shake it off. Tell him to shake it off.
15 minutes of radio.
No, I don't blame you.
It was an all or nothing decision.
Decision, right. All right, I get it. All right. Well,
I chose poorly. But I chose.
Well, since you went to the trouble of doing the prep, what do we got next, Gio?
I'm so beside myself right now, feeling like a failure of a parent that I'm not quite sure. But I can guarantee that I'll be here.
All right, you heard it.
It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Gio.